Artist Open House is a place where creative people talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. The weekend of July 12 and 13 was the 24th annual Grand Marais Arts Festival. Over 70 artists participated, and we were there to talk with a few of them. Here's part one of a two-part series. Tony Rao is a glass artist. You work out of
Newport, St. Paul area.
Tell me about the glass work that you do, because it's pretty distinctive.
Well, I do a variety of things, and lately it's been fused glass, and been having a lot of success with that, and I kind of keep it North Shore-ish, with using birch trees, and been building these murals with birch trees to kind of divide them out, so the effect comes out to be one continuous piece of glass. Some people don't know that it's divided up into five different panels.
Now, how do you fuse glass? I mean, obviously you can't fuse anything like glass unless it's hot, so tell me about the process.
Well, first you have a blank or some large piece that's on the bottom, full-size glass, to my pattern. And then on top of that, then I'll add different layers of colored glass on top of that. And then on top of that, I'll put frit, or colored glass that's kind of made like sand.
Oh, okay.
You know, just smaller pieces. Actually, it comes in various sizes. And you may fuse it a couple times. And then I also make parts that, you know, like tree parts that would go on it, you know.
What do you have to do? I mean, you've got to heat it, so how do you do that?
Well,
of some kind?
Exactly.
You
have a kiln, and kilns come in all different sizes.
I see.
And we're fortunate to have a nice large format kiln up here at the Art Colony, which I've used, because I don't have one big enough. And I've got three kilns, various sizes, but yeah, you got to get it up to, you know, 1500, 1600 degrees at times, and you got to burn it up slowly, depending on what kind of effect you want, and then cool it slowly.
What got you started doing glass work?
I started working in South Minneapolis as a technical illustrator at Honeywell, which is about a mile away from Gaiety Stained Glass. First week that I was working for Honeywell, I walked up to Gaiety Glass and walked in the door, and I'm going, you know, I've always liked glass work, so I started dabbling in it, and I made horrible stuff. I went back and we talked some more about glass work, and then started making lamps, and then I took a class up here at the Art Colony, and got me not so intimidated with the kiln. That's kind of like I've been doing it for about close to 40 years.
We've been speaking with Tony Rao. He's a glass artist from Newport, and he's here at the Grand Marais Arts Festival. Mike Loffler, and he's a woodworker and spoon carver. So exactly what do you do, and how'd you get started doing it?
Yeah, so I do a variety of different green woodworking things, and mainly spoons and bird bowls at the moment.
But so what's a bird bowl?
There's in some Scandinavian countries, there's a tradition of these wooden ale geese and ale hens, and they're kind of ceremonial beer drinking vessels. And So I've been kind of inspired by those forms, and I've been making kind of little spin-offs, doing some of that kind of thing. You could use it how you'd use any other bowl.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And what got you started doing particularly spoons and bowls?
Yes.
I mean, spoons are not easy to do.
They are tricky. They're a pretty dynamic shape. But yeah. So my last name is Leffler, and it means spoon maker in German.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it kind of, I zeroed in on it. I was,
so you didn't have any choice.
Yeah,
right?
No, I didn't have
karma,
a choice.
Right? Okay.
I had to. I was forced into the business. But I was an intern over at North House Folk School in 2011. And so that kind of got the ball rolling for some of this woodworking stuff for me. I kind of got to wet the whistle a little bit, and I've just kind of continued with it. So I recently moved to Minneapolis, and I've been doing most of my work just at the house. Well, you don't really need a designated shop space, and it's a really simple toolkit.
What kind of tools are there? Spoon making tools, or
you're
not turning anything, so you gotta carve it, right?
So it's pretty slick. I mean, really, it's pretty basic. If you want to get started, it's just a straight knife for carving, a hatchet for roughing out your spoon blank, and then a hooked knife that's used for hollowing out the bowl.
Now, you were talking about green woodworking. Now, tell me what that means.
So green woodworking means you're utilizing wood that's freshly cut, so it's still really wet, and it's a lot easier to carve at that point.
Sure.
And the other nice thing about it is I utilize whole logs, so I can go out and harvest the trees myself and kind of store them up and use them while they're still a little bit wet. As long as you have a fairly uniform thickness in the bowl itself, it usually dries at the same rate, so there's usually not a problem with cracking or anything like that. Actually, I'm pretty new to this. This is like round number one for the art shows for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Mike, thank you so much. Good luck here.
Yeah,
and
thank
I
you.
Hope that whatever success you have here is enough to get you through a number of other ones, because there's plenty of arts festivals.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
We have sculptor Tom Christensen with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So, Tom, I want you to tell me about that doozy that you did for the Law Enforcement Center. That was incredible.
Oh, thanks, Jay. Well, I finished that about 2 years ago or a year ago.
I don't remember.
Yeah. A year ago.
I think it was a year ago.
It's at the new Law Enforcement Center in Duluth, which nobody sees unless they're going to the juvenile jail. But because if there's a tragedy in Duluth, they have the mayor stand up in front of the statues.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of known as the disaster sculptor in the Duluth area.
But the sculptor dwarfs the mayor.
Yeah, they're big. So I did a larger than life size Duluth police officer, 7 feet tall. And then I did a St. Louis County Sheriff's officer, 6.5 feet tall. The sheriff is a woman, and the man is a cop.
Uh-huh.
So the bodies were just kind of regular bodies, but the faces I used local people as. Judy Johnson I used for the female face, and John Oberholzer I used for the man's face.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That was really nice. I think it's really great that we have an artist here from the North Shore doing that kind of work. So we've been speaking with Tom Christensen. He's a sculptor here in Grand Marais. He's part of the Grand Marais Arts Festival. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
Glass artist Tony Rao, woodworker Mike Loeffler, and sculptor Tom Christensen. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.